Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Midday Show live from New Orleans. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Is it crazy to think the Eagles are going to blow the Chiefs out on Sunday? I say no. Hugh Douglas and Kyle think I'm crazy, which is the norm around here, so that's okay. I'm not fretting that. Where do you guys come now? 215-592-9494. For Elliot's going to stop by as he'll show up at the convention center in a little bit and sit down with us for a few minutes. A lot to do on this show today. We got a big Hugh breakdown coming up around 12 at the viral video that came out of the WIP studio on Friday.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see which of the people involved you think had the worst stance, because there was a couple of top candidates.
Ain't it obvious?
Well,
I mean, I ain't got to say nothing. I mean, you know.
I don't know. I mean, there's Lakin and there's Fritz. I mean,
gosh, it's awful.
It was not great. So we'll get the update there on a big Hugh breakdown from Hugh coming up in about a half hour. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, though, let's listen to some great quarterbacks who know a thing or two about playing on this stage and how Jalen and the Eagles' offense could look this time around. First, Peyton Manning talking about how the second time around it'll be a little easier for Jalen to get in a rhythm and flow and adjust to the Super Bowl week.
Yeah, like I think he'll be way more comfortable. Look, Mahomes, you know, gets his mail sent to the Super Bowl every year because he knows he's going to be there. Hurts. I remember talking to him a couple years ago about kind of, hey, what's any advice? What's the routine? And like, he didn't call me for that this year because he knows it. And I think, yeah, the more comfortable you are during the week, the better you're going to play. And you know, Sirianni, I talked to Nick about it and you know, he said, do you have any thoughts? I'm like, Nick, you know what to do. You know, yeah, I think they'll kind of put the game plan in this week. Is that they were going to play kind of Sunday. And then, you know, next week you go down and review. But look, Jalen is probably one pass interference from a couple years ago from being a Super Bowl champion quarterback. He is a championship quarterback from college. So he thrives in these type of moments, and I see him playing well. I think a lot of attention is going to be on Saquon, as it should, including from the Chiefs and Spags. So I think Jalen and Brown and Smith are going to have to do some things in the passing game, and he certainly can do that.
Well, a couple of things there, Hugh, from Peyton. One, the end, he thinks they're going to put a lot of attention on Saquon. And he's saying, listen, Jalen and these two receivers, they got to make a lot of plays if there's a lot of people in the box.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. I mean, going into this game, you'd be foolish. I don't care what the line looks like, the athleticism of the Kansas City Chiefs, you'd be foolish not to stop Saquon Barkley or allocate resources to try to do that. Because if he gets going, we've seen it. We saw it a couple weeks ago against the Commodores. If he gets going, that changes everything. So if there's any way that you can keep him from making noise, and see, this is what this game is going to come down to, in my opinion. There might not be meat on the bone in the run plays early on, but you still have to stick with it. There always has to be a threat of it. A lot of times, man, especially in games like this, the run, you'll see people run the ball, and they might get negative plays. But you got to keep hammering that, because if you become one-dimensional, you're playing right into Spags' hands, because that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to make it so that you don't get anything out of that run game.
So that's what happened the last time these teams played in the Super Bowl. The Eagles were totally – now, Hurts ran for like 65 yards, 70, but the running game – I mean, I went back and looked at the box score the other day. Miles Sanders was non-existent, and I think Kenny Gainwell might have been the next leading rusher, but they didn't run at all. It was all the entire offense 2 years ago was on Jalen, to run it or throw it. They can't be, because even though they scored 35 last time, Hugh, one-dimensional cost them. They couldn't hold the ball much.
Yeah, and with that being said, there might be a game where if they want to commit all those resources to the run, then there are going to be some plays for Smitty and A.J. to make. But you got to come back to that run game, man. That run game is going to be the ultimate equalizer in this game.
So the other thing Peyton said there that was interesting is 2 years ago, Jalen called him for advice on how to handle the whole thing, right? The whole two-week break and the lead-up. And but this year, he didn't get that call from Jalen.
He's focused, man.
Well, and he knows how this works now.
Yeah. And not only that, man, you know, Jalen's motivated behind this too. Because let's not forget, and I saw the meme the other day. You remember when Jalen a couple years ago had the confetti drop.
Oh yeah, he got the background of his phone.
He ain't forgot. Mm. He ain't forgot. That one got a nice little run this week. So he knows what to do in this situation, man. This is gonna be one for the history books. I have that feeling. I have a feeling it's gonna be one of the ones where We're going to sit there. We're going to have a whole lot of heart palpitations. There might be some people that might need to be revived.
Uh-oh.
After this one, you know, get my pump that chest a bit. Hey, you know, wake up. I can't, and, you know, it's going to be a whole lot of crying. It's going to be a whole lot of crying after this one.
The other thought that one of the great quarterbacks had this week, let's listen to Tom Brady talking about the Eagles and their passing game. And when they do this particular thing, they really are unstoppable.
When I think they're really unstoppable is when Jalen Hurts is playing in rhythm in the pass game. Because I look at that defense, the secondary has been consistent. They've been great all year. Fangio scheme. Zach Bond's been as consistent as anybody. That D-line, Jalen Carter, Sweat, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, those guys are consistent. So the entire defense is consistent. The running game's been there all year. That's consistent. A.J. Brown getting open man coverage to Devontae Smith. That's consistent. Goddard getting open. That's consistent. The line blocking well. That's consistent. When they can string a consistent, rhythmic passing game together, I think they're pretty unstoppable.
He said what we've seen sometimes this year, Hugh, right? He said it, but we saw that was the title game. Their passing game was in a rhythm two Sundays ago. It was against the Steelers. It was against the Bengals.
Yeah.
The reason we've debated Jalen so much this year is those games and the passing game doesn't – it's like once a month we see one of those, but it's there. They just got to do it.
Yeah, and it's one of those games that when you talk about – it works when you have people that overcommit or commit more resources to the run and they have to leave people on the island. That's basically what it is with this team. It's pick your poison. And for the last couple of weeks, you know, teams have been picking the poison to let Saquon do what he does.
Yep.
You know, and it's vice versa. It's one of those things where he's not running the ball well. Then that's when you throw the ball down the field a little bit. Let them get that yards after the catch. But in this game, I just feel like if you ask me what do I see happening, Saquon going to have some moments. But ultimately, Jalen is going to have to be that guy at the end that's going to have to make some plays.
Well, they're going to make Jalen
be that. Yeah, they're going to make Jalen be that guy.
And it really comes with Saquon down to tackling. Like, he's going to have a run or two where he bursts out, but the Rams couldn't get him down, right? The Commanders last week couldn't get him down. He just takes it for 70. If they tackle better, then it becomes more of a you got to matriculate the ball down the field. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnaminson is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
I tried to call you Friday. I was in the middle of a frozen lake in northern Minnesota, and the call dropped. So,
were you fishing? What are you doing up there?
It was rolling. Were you driving?
Yeah, we were fishing. Yeah. So.
Oh, driving.
Ice fishing. You ever ice fish?
Yeah.
No, it's
pretty
cold.
Cool. But Joe, I wanted to tell you on Friday that I am the Secretary of State of Sirianni Island, and immigration is closed. We have closed the borders. So you cannot come live there.
And well, so I understand that, but I think you were overruled. They let me in. I'm in.
Well, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm the one who makes this determination, and you're a turncoat. So we know as soon as something goes wrong, you're gonna flip anyway. You're a turncoat. So you're
right about that, and I will turn on him if it goes bad on Sunday. But right now I'm a Sirianni guy, Ken. I'm feeling it.
There you go. Yeah, you got. You went silent for a little
while.
You're
there.
You're there now. You're back.
No, I think we lost him now, officially. So that's all right.
All right. Hey, we working through this.
He dropped the Sirianni guy. If you missed it on Friday, I'm officially a Sirianni guy again. I'm allowed to be a born-again Sirianni guy. I was voted in. I passed the test. I'm in.
We working through this.
Does Ken know what the Secretary of State is? Like, do you think that's like the all-powerful being in the government? Like,
yeah,
he doesn't get to make a final ruling as the Secretary of State.
No, I think he thinks it's an all-powerful thing.
Like, he's just basically some guy at that point.
He's just some guy.
Yeah, I mean, he had a say, but it didn't work.
Right. The president can give an executive order.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the island. I'm on Sirianni Island. I'm born again Sirianni guy.
You there. You good. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
And I hope, look, if they do what I think they could do on Sunday, I'll go all offseason as a Sirianni guy. And be happily. Because we'll have a parade in a couple weeks here. Let's grab Matt in Glenside. What's up, Matt?
Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Matt. What's up?
So, just listening to the show this morning, and I'm a realist at the end of the day, and I remember 2 years ago that we didn't have the X factor. Now, you know, besides that scoop for a touchdown, Jalen, you know, like you were saying earlier, Joe, had one of his most phenomenal games. In fact, MVP consideration if there wasn't that fumble, if you ask me. I mean, there was some conversation about it lingering around, but I mean, it's only happened once in history where the losing team, you know, had a had an MVP. But I really think the X factor for both sides, I think it's going to be Saquon for us. I think he's going to break one. I'm kind of predicting like an 8-10 point win, similar to 52, you know, when we beat Brady. There's just so many factors that are in our favor, man. Jalen plays up to the competition in the biggest games. Him improving as this playoff run has gone on is just I'm psyched. And like I said, I'm a realist. 2 years ago, I was hesitant, and I was a lot more scared, heart palpitating, all that shit, all that stuff. But
potty mouth.
This year, I'm just feeling it, man. I'm feeling it this year.
I could feel that you're feeling it, Matt. And that good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, look, 2 years ago, he's talking about Jalen, how well he played in the game.
Yeah.
So there's two ways to look at it. He did play really well for 95% of the game.
Uh-huh.
He also had a play that handed the Chiefs 7 points. You can't have that.
You can't have those plays, man. And, I mean, you know, and the Chiefs capitalized on it. As you saw in that game, after that, Big Red started playing keep away, especially as the time started going down, man. And, you just can't have those. This is the game where you try to, as best you possibly can, play mistake-free football.
Yep.
Because this is the one game where mistakes – put points on the board.
Well, and the Chiefs this year, no team had less possessions per game than the Chiefs. That they have long drives. They don't turn it over much. Like, there's not, you know, some games this year here, the Eagles have had 11, 12 possessions. That's probably not going to happen on Sunday. You got to maximize.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of possessions, man, and you have to be precision. You have to be on point. Can't make mistakes. Because when you think about the Super Bowl and the last few have been played, it's been a mistake. Mistakes cause points to be scored, and that's when the day becomes long.
Well, and then you have that, and then you compound it, right? Then you have to, you know, you make one mistake.
Then you start trying to chase the mistake. Yeah, just got it. It's a weird game. It's weird like that, man. It's a weird game like that.
215-592-9494. Is it crazy thing the Eagles are going to blow the Chiefs out? All right, just quickly, because the Myles Garrett news, you know, stuff keeps popping up. About a half hour ago, news, Myles Garrett from the Browns requested a trade. Best pass rush in the league for years now. So Diana Rossini, who's pretty connected right around the NFL, she was asking people around the league what a trade could look like. Like, what do you think it would cost for a team to trade? So what she heard back was a 1 and a 2, a 1 and 2 threes plus a player. So she's getting different kind of answers. But a 1 and a 2, players thrown in. 2 ones might be what it costs. Like, that might get the job done. If you tell me right now I could have Myles Garrett for 2 first-round picks, I'm in. I have to do the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. You said 1 and a 2 and a player.
You really think they're taking Bryce off? They're not taking Bryce off.
Why not?
But you think that would move the needle, or is he just like a throw-in?
Well, I would say he would be a throw-in. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Bryce Huff. But I think Bryce Huff would probably be better served going somewhere else at this point. Especially, obviously, if you get – first of all, you're doing two things. You're moving that money off the books.
Yep.
And you're putting yourself in a position of potentially getting Myles Garrett and signing to a mega deal.
Well, that's part of it, right? So you have to do that. You have to pay him, too. Plus, the Eagles, when this season ends, Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham are free agents.
Yeah.
So they have a need.
Yeah, this is you put yourself in a hell of a spot if you can do that.
Now, the Browns said a few weeks ago they're not trading him. But once a player of this ilk says, I want out.
They're going to hold on as long as they possibly can. And you know what's funny about these trades normally? You always come in high, but it's not going to be what we anticipated to be. It's probably going to be a first, maybe just one first-round draft pick and a player. Who knows? But I don't think it's going to be as lofty as once anticipated, because it feels like he wants to be moved, like, right away.
Well, and there's only so many teams that are probably even willing to do it, because the bad teams are just, like, they're not involved. Let's go to Justin in Pottstown. What's up, Justin?
Hey, brother. How you guys doing?
Justin, what's we're up? Doing great. What's up? What are you feeling?
Hey, Hugh, correct me if I'm wrong. Earlier in the season, you were trying to debate on which ladies you were going to take down on the bus. I apologize the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I was? I did?
I don't recall that.
I don't recall that.
Maybe,
but you know what? I'm not saying you're wrong.
Maybe friends what that happened? Were in your favor.
I don't know. Maybe I ain't no tell. I say so much stuff.
We do talk for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, and I tend to forget most of the stuff I say.
No. Yeah. Okay, so I'll pivot. My apologies.
No, you're fine.
That, too, when I'm wrong and people tell me that I don't remember saying that. Yeah. What are you going to do?
No. I know I'm not wrong, but I know Hugh is he's a cool cat. But
all right, Justin. Cool Justin, what do you got? Am I crazy to think that he could blow him out?
He said,
No, I don't think you're crazy, but I do believe that and this might be generic, but I do believe that it's going to be very boring in the first half. But I believe.
I think Kyle got him.
I didn't do anything.
All right, Justin.
Everything that happens on today, I blame it on Kyle.
I'm really going to appreciate that. Yeah.
No, I know because you're not going to handle it.
There is a difference when we're not with Kyle. We can't see the smoke coming out of
here. No, but I can hear it. I can feel it. I feel it.
Because when Kyle's mad, it's cartoon-esque with the smoke. It just comes right out of the ears. You see it. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast here. What's going on, Will? Will?
Hey, team, how y'all doing today, baby?
What's up, man?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I can't wait, man. The time is now. And guess what? It's time to actually show the world that we are the best. So what we got to do, we got to hit them with the body shots this time around. You know what I mean? Knock the wind out of them. What I mean by that is do some hurry-up offense. Wear the defense down. We want to have these dudes gassed by the fourth quarter so Saquon can do what he want to do, right? But my main thing is, everybody, just do your job. We don't want to overdo anything. We don't want to overthink anything. Put this dude in a box and mail him back home, just like we've been doing the last 3-4 quarterbacks. Box him in and send him right back where they came from. But I really think, you know what I really think the score going to be?
What's
just
that?
Because it's Palmer 38-35. The same thing make you laugh.
Oh,
make you
wow.
Cry.
Inverse. We just flipped that score around. I like that.
All right, brothers. Thank you.
You got it, Will. We appreciate it. So Will was talking there, Hugh, about body blows. You know what they need to do if they get the chance this coming Sunday? They need to knock them out. I mean, the Chiefs have been the best team of the last 7 years at if they have a shot, if they're close. Like, I saw some highlights yesterday of their first Super Bowl they won against the Niners, you know, 5 years ago, right against Garoppolo.
Yeah.
They were down 10 in the fourth quarter. Like, they're never out of a game with Mahomes if it's within striking distance. That's the big difference between them and everybody else.
Yeah, and if you by chance, like a lot of people think that the Eagles are going to jump out on them, don't get conservative.
That's right.
I would not play that conservative game. If you get a chance to jump on them,
foot on the gas.
Yeah, you better play. Yeah, don't get in a situation where you're like, oh, we got the lead. We just going to sit on it. Nah, you better keep putting points on the board.
Well,
keep putting points on the
board. Think back to two years ago, they were up 10 in the second quarter. Now, I know it's the second quarter and all that, but they're up. I mean, they are going into halftime. You know, I think back to the feeling I had that night. They're up 10. Mahomes is hobbling around with the ankle, and you know, part of you thinks they're in amazing shape to finish this game and win the Super Bowl. And then, you know, an hour and a half later, it goes all wrong. Let's talk to James, who's up next. What's up, James?
Hey. So I think the Eagles can blow out the Chiefs if the defense gets on them early, like Tampa did. If it's tight towards the fourth quarter, I think that the defense needs to just continue to be aggressive, because I feel like a lot of the times the Chiefs were in one-score games this season, and the teams that they were playing against decided to play like a prevent defense style, and I think that just kind of is just the team rolling over, because there's nothing else to play for at this point. So it's either like win or go home, and you might as well just keep the pressure up.
Well, and there we know how good they are coming back. I mean, Mahomes in the fourth quarter of these big games, it's just like automatic. I mean, last week they were down in the fourth quarter, and it's just automatic. He brings them back. But you have to get up to finish them. You have to get a lead, and then that's when Saquon can really finish
you
them.
You can never feel comfortable in this game if there's time on the clock. You got to keep pushing. If there's still some time on the clock, you got to keep pushing. So you can never feel like the game's over until the clock winds down, all the way down.
Right. And then as long as I feel like Fangio, I feel like Coach does a really good job at preaching and repping just fundamentals. And I feel like that's going to really be the deciding point for our defense, is if they can stay fundamentally sound for the entire game, then I think they've got a really good chance of keeping this a bad day for the Chiefs.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, no mistakes, no turnovers, none of that kind of stuff. And, James, we appreciate it. The other thing here they're going to need, and I'm sure we'll kind of figure out who we think might be the guy to make that play, they're going to need a defensive play in this game.
Yeah, like, Zach Bond.
Is that the guy?
Bond, yeah, Jalen Carter, Zach Bond. There's going to be some guys that step up in this game, I got a feeling. I think special teams are going to play big.
Yep.
I feel like there's going to be some guys that, some unsung heroes, and you're going to look at them and be like, wow, that guy made a play. That guy made a huge play. Might be some turnovers on the special teams unit, man.
Well, and think about how the Eagles have benefited from that the last couple weeks. I mean, the Oren Burks hit right against the Packers. I mean, they've gotten a ton of turnovers in all different areas these first few weeks of the postseason. But, yeah, I mean, someone on defense is going to have to make a play and cause a turnover. Because that's the equalizer. Because the Eagles have been so good, he would not turn the ball over. They're getting a lot of turnovers, but Mahomes doesn't turn it over much. If you tell me right now they get a pick on Sunday, I feel like they have a great chance to win.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. If they do some plays like that, man, that place is going to go bananas, and that's the momentum you have to feed off of. But the bottom line is this. Whatever happens, don't look back. If you get a lead, keep pressing.
Yep.
Keep pressing. Do not be conservative. Do not try to sit on the lead and bleed the clock. Just keep pressing. Keep foot boots to butt. And your foot on the gas pedal.
Well, that was the thing last time. You know, Sirianni, you know, he said after that he felt some regrets, and he didn't explain exactly what, but I thought that. I mean, he went for a field goal in the third quarter when they're driving, and like to beat the Chiefs, you need touchdowns.
Yeah, you need to be in this situation. If you're getting points, you need to be Dan Campbellish. You need to be a little what was the commander's coach?
Riverboat Ron?
No, not Riverboat Ron. Yeah, you need to be a little Dan. I forgot Dan Quinn name that fast. Dan Quinnish. You need to be a little Dan Quinnish.
A little Quinnish, a little Campbellish, a little Riverboat Ronish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to be aggressive. There's no question. 215-592-949. We're going to get back to everyone's phone calls on the other side. Is it crazy to think the Eagles blow the Chiefs out? I know a lot of people, I mean, Hugh thinks it's crazy. Kyle does too. I just see the path there for the Eagles if they play their best game. The Chiefs' O-line isn't spectacular this year. Their run defense is leaking oil. The Eagles have figured out the first quarter stuff. It's on a fast track. Saquon could break a few big ones. I see the path there to a big Eagles win.